From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Belgian media reporting that an explosion-like noises have been heard at a Brussels train station, prompting the evacuation of a main square. Broadcaster RTL quoted fire services spokesman Pierre Mays confirming that some kind of explosion had happened in the city's central station on Tuesday. Mays could not say what had caused the blast. He would only confirm that firefighters were at the scene. The Belgian's capital, Grand Palace, a major tourist site, was evacuated along with the station about 200 meters away. Belgium has been on high alert since suicide bombers killed 32 people at the Brussels subway and at the airport on March 22nd of last year. United States President Donald Trump said North Korea's treatment of American college student Otto Warmbier was a total disgrace.
That should never, ever be allowed to happen. And frankly, if he were brought home sooner, I think the result would have been a lot different. He should have been brought home that same day.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein characterized North Korea as a totalitarian government with no concept of the rule of law. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said Warmbier's death will be a lasting reminder of the barbaric nature of the North Korean leadership. Egypt's security forces killed 15 militants, 12 of them in airstrikes on the rest of Sinai Peninsula, and three in the coastal city of Alexandria. The armed forces has said the strikes in North Sinai also destroyed four vehicles as it targeted a terrorist stronghold of the local Islamic affiliate formerly known as Ansar Beit al-Maqdis. For updates to these stories and more 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. Australia announced Tuesday it had temporarily suspended airstrikes by its forces in Syria. With more, Philip Alexio.
Russia recently threatened to treat planes from the U.S.-led coalition operating in the skies over Syria as targets, which includes Australia. A statement from Australia's Defense Ministry said it would monitor the air situation in Syria and make a decision on resuming airstrikes there in due course. The ministry said strikes in neighboring Iraq, also part of the U.S.-led coalition campaign, will go on.
Tuesday, the U.S. military said it shot down an Iranian-made armed drone in southern Syria. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee meets on Wednesday to inquire just how extensively Russia penetrated state election systems across America last year. Michael Bowman reports from the Capitol.
The panel will hear from cybersecurity and counterintelligence officials at the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, as well as state election officials and a representative of America's secretaries of state for all 50 states, officials who are tasked with certifying election. The committee's chairman is Republican Senator Richard Burr.
We're trying to focus on all aspects of it, the aggressive nature of Russia's attempt to hack all the way down to the state level.
According to media reports, federal investigators now believe Russia's penetration of voter rolls and election systems was far more extensive than originally thought. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
On World Refugee Day, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is expressing concern that opportunities for refugee settlement in richer countries have decreased. He said the trend is particularly worrying as refugees have become targets of xenophobia and racism. He said many times refugees are accused of being part of a terror threat when in fact refugees are victims of terrorists.
Migrants have rights, and I think it's important to recognize those rights. And more, I believe that all countries in the developed world today need migration. And what I said is that if migration is needed, better than to make it regular, to make it legal.
Guterres went on to say, we must recognize there is no humanitarian solution to refugees, the refugee crisis, but instead political ones. Part of a waterlogged hillslide broke loose and slammed into homes and vehicles in western Guatemala early Tuesday morning, killing 11. The landslide buried two houses, a small bus, and a truck in the municipality of San Pedro Solomoma. The victims included 8 adults and 3 children, and 4 people were injured and treated at a hospital. Emergency crews are responding at the scene. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.